This is the Aviat Merli of the 4th of August 2024. Original date, the 18th of January 2001. The proof of having accurate remembrance is to become an embodiment of power and to sustain others with the powers. Today, there are memories emerging in everyone's heart. From Amrit Vela, Bapdada was being garlanded with a variety of garlands of love and remembrance by the children everywhere. Together with that, Baba was also listening to the songs of love and remembrance from their hearts. In return, both Bap and Dada are garlanding the children with garlands of different powers and different blessings. This day of remembrance is the special day of Son Shows Father, when the children came onto the corporeal stage through the blessing of being embodiments of power. This is because it is the day of making the children instruments for service on the corporeal stage, of sitting the children on the throne and giving them the crown of responsibility. It is the coronation day and the day for receiving the tilak of becoming instruments for doing service in the corporeal form. All the children have become instruments who cooperate with the Father and will continue to do so. Bapdada is also pleased to see the children move forward in doing service with zeal and enthusiasm. Each child is moving forward number-wise with courage, zeal and enthusiasm. The majority of children continue to remain engaged in having remembrance and doing service. Just as children everywhere, especially today, remain lost in love for Father Brahma, so too Father Brahma also remains lost in love for the children. Today, Father Brahma was looking at the specialities of the children. As each child's speciality appeared in front of Baba, the words that emerged from the lips of Father Brahma were, "Wah, children, wah. Well done, children, well done." What happened then? As Father Brahma was saying, "Wah, children, and well done, children," the rivers, Ganges and Jamuna of love were flowing from the eyes of all the children. Every child was lost in love, in a river of love. This was the scene in the subtle region. In the corporeal world too, Bapdada also saw scenes of love and remembrance at each place. What do you now have to do? You have remembrance, but the proof of having accurate remembrance is that you become an embodiment of power through that remembrance. Remembrance is extremely elevated. When you become Brahmins, you receive your birthright from Bapdada with this awareness in a second. Your heart understood this. Your heart, mind and intellect remembered, "I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me." Through this awareness, you receive the rights to your birthright. This awareness becomes the key to all powers. This awareness is a golden key. "I belong to the Father." That is, "I am a soul." How much time did it take for you to develop faith in that, "I am a soul and a child of the Father"? It took you time to do the course, but how much time did it take you to develop faith? It was a deal of just a second, was it not? You claimed your right to your inheritance in just a second. All of you claimed your right to the inheritance. Have all of you claimed your rights? Or are you becoming those with all rights? Have you become those with all rights? Are you sure? Acha. Have you double foreigners claimed your right to the inheritance? Have you Pandavs claimed your right to the inheritance? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Many, many congratulations to those who have all rights. Have you especially received all the powers as a right from the Father? If you have received these, raise your hands. You have received all the powers, have you not? Or is it that some have received 8 powers and others 6 powers? You call yourselves Master Almighty Authorities. You don't call yourselves those with some powers, but those with all powers. Do all of you sitting at the front have all the powers? Baptada is asking about the word all. Do all of you have all the powers? Or do some of you only have some powers? Is there anyone? Do any of you say that you don't have all powers, but that you have some powers? Isn't there anyone? None of you are raising your hands. It is good that all of you are masters of all the powers. So, O masters of all the powers, Baptada is asking, do you have all the powers whilst facing every situation arising from the elements, from Maya, from your nature and sanskars, and from the atmosphere? Have you made all of these 5 things, the elements, Maya, your sanskars, the atmosphere, and bad company, subservient to you on the basis of having all the powers? Have you done this? This is a snake with 5 heads. Do you dance on the 5 heads of this snake as one with all rights? Do you do this? Or does one of the heads emerge and dance on you? Even a snake can perform a very good dance, can it not? So no head of a snake comes to perform a dance on you, does it? Do you sometimes like to watch its games? Do you get caught up in watching the games? Or have you made the 5 heads into a garland around your neck? Have you made the snake into a comfortable bed or a stage to dance on? The snake, shown as a garland around the neck, is the memorial of your final stage of Mahadev, the great deity Shankar, a deity of Tapasya, a deity soul in the bodiless stage and an angelic soul. When you wear this garland, you receive a high number and become a bead that is close in the Father's rosary. You become a bead that is close in the rosary of victory. Baptada also said earlier that now, according to the time, you especially need the power to tolerate and the power to face any problems or situations in your actions. They are not only necessary for your thoughts and words, but also for your actions. Baptada has seen in the results that you do have the powers. It isn't that you have no powers. You do have them, But why is there a difference? There is a difference in your ability to use the powers in the right way and at the right time. You do have the awareness, but you do not put that awareness into a powerful form. There is more awareness, but sometimes there is less power, and sometimes it is fine. Your awareness has enabled you to claim your right to the inheritance, but it is the power of each aspect of awareness that makes you victorious and into a close bead in the rosary of victory. Become embodiments of those powers. You do have them in your minds and intellects, but you have to become an embodiment of each power and reveal all the powers in every task of yours. You celebrated the Day of Remembrance very well. Now become embodiments of the powers. Whenever you look at others, let them experience from your eyes your powerful form. Through each word of yours, let others become powerful. Let them experience power. Let your words not be ordinary. With every word, give them the experience of the blessing of power that you have received. With your mind and intellect, your elevated thoughts and accurate power of decision-making create a wonderful atmosphere. Even in ordinary activity, let your powerful form of an angel be visible. Let there be the experience of being double light for yourself and others. Is it like this? Therefore, as you walk and move, be an embodiment of power and give power to others. Today, the father took Father Brahma on a tour. Where did they go? Baba showed Father Brahma all the Brahmins in this land and abroad who took an Avyat birth after Brahma Baba became Avyat. How many of these would there be? The creation through the Avyat form is much larger than the creation through the corporeal form. Baba made the creation through the Avyat form at every place emerge in the subtle region. Did you hear that? All of you were also included in that, were you not? Bapdada gave each one drishti filled with great love and the feeling of being close. Baba also gave a special gift to the Avyat creation. Those sitting here who have become part of the Brahmin soul creation after the part of corporeal Brahma ended, raise your hands. Is it the majority of you? Acha, you may put your hands down. Acha, those who were the creation through the corporeal form, raise your hands. There are very few of you. There are very few of you in today's gathering. Bapdada made each child emerge. As the numbers were very large, they would not be able to sit here. But all of you can come to the subtle region. There you can have as much space as you want. Bapdada made everyone emerge in the subtle region. That is, Bapdada invited them there. Everyone was very happy, and Bapdada was even happier. Bapdada gave those jewels a gift. It was a very beautiful lotus flower of flawless diamonds, sparkling very much. Each petal of the lotus had a different power written on it, and each one was sparkling brightly with a different colour. Let that lotus flower of flawless diamonds emerge. How beautiful would it be? Did it emerge? Did you let it emerge? Did you double foreigners let it emerge? Did the teachers let it emerge? Did the Pandavs emerge it? Did the very sweet mothers let it emerge? The mothers are the speciality of this university. What is everyone amazed about? That there are so many mothers who have become Shaktis. So many mothers have adopted purity and changed into forms of goddesses. You can see that the mothers are in the majority. Therefore today, Bapdada gave the Aviat creation a lot of love. Baba made a garden emerge in the subtle region. He also made mountains and an ocean emerge. Baba took you children everywhere. You had the freedom to go wherever you wanted. He didn't make you play games. He didn't make you play a game with a bat and ball. Some were playing in the ocean waves. Some were sitting on the mountains, and some were walking around in the garden. So today there was a happy gathering of the Aviat creation in the subtle region. Baba gave all of you this blessing. Constantly continue to live and fly with all the powers. Therefore, Bapdada's special great mantra of today, the day of remembrance, is become an embodiment of remembrance and an embodiment of power. Don't keep your treasures incognito. Reveal them through every action. Every soul who comes in contact with you, brought by your drishti, your words and your actions, cooperation so that they become powerful. Be in your powerful forms and give them love. Bapdada has seen that out of the new children that come, there are some souls who, together with Bapdada's cooperation, also need to receive courage, zeal, enthusiasm, and solutions from you Brahmin souls. They are still very young. Although they are young, they have been courageous and become Brahmins. So the younger ones need the sustenance of the powers. It is not a question of giving power and sustenance separately. But there is a need to give power as a form of sustenance. The Brahmin souls that are needed for this establishment should become ready quickly, because at least 900,000 souls are needed. Therefore, give the cooperation to the powers. Give the sustenance of the powers. Increase the powers. Don't give teachings that will lead to more discussion. Give them power. Don't look at their weaknesses, but continue to fill them with whatever speciality or power they lack. Nowadays, there is a need for you instruments to be instruments to give this type of sustenance. It is common to increase the number of students and the number of centres, but there is now a need to make every soul powerful with help from the Father. All of you are serving, and you cannot remain without serving. However, let souls now experience the vibrations of your powerful form through the service you do. Let there be powerful service. In today's world, there are plenty who do ordinary service. However, your speciality is powerful service. Even Brahmin souls need the sustenance of power. Acha. All of the children of this land and abroad are in front of Bapdada, even though they are far away. Bapdada knows that all of you say the same thing. Also, give my love and remembrance. Everyone's remembrance reaches Bapdada whether through letters, words, cards or emails. There are now many facilities of science. Bapdada receives the remembrance through these facilities, and also the remembrance through the sound of the heart. The sound of the heart reaches Baba fastest. So to all of those who have sent love and remembrance from their hearts and through all different methods, Bapdada is also giving love and remembrance. Children give remembrance once, and Bapdada gives multi-million-fold love and remembrance in return. Acha. To all the powerful souls everywhere who are close to the hearts, to the elevated souls who reveal each power at the right time through their forms, to the souls who constantly cooperate with the Father and become instruments to give souls the sustenance of all the powers, to the souls in the flying stage who constantly give everyone courage, zeal and enthusiasm, to the world transformer souls who constantly transform problems into solutions, to the souls who are embodiments of remembrance and therefore embodiments of power, Bapdada's multi-million-fold love, remembrance and namaste. Acha. Today, Baba is especially remembering those from Sangam Bhavan, the Abu Road Centre. Those from Sangam Bhavan have come. Their service is no less. Today, Bapdada especially received their love and remembrance. The service of receiving others is no less. In fact, all the servers of Shantivan are ahead of each other in doing service. It is good. You have to stay awake. You have to keep moving. You have to keep running. You have to make everyone content. Congratulations. To all those from Pandav Bhavan and the four arms of Madhuban, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. The double foreigners are seeing that Bapdada hasn't said anything to them. Bapdada, all the daddies and all the Brahmins have double and triple love for double foreigners. Why? Bapdada always relates their speciality, that they have broken through the walls of different cultures and come to the Brahmin life. You have become those of the Brahmin culture, so that no one can even tell that you are from a different country. You belong to your Bharat and will constantly belong here. This is why the double foreigners are given lots and lots of million and billionfold love and remembrance. Very good. Blessing. May you be seated on a lotus seat and experience God's love by being detached from any awareness of bodies. A lotus seat is a symbol of the elevated stage of Brahmin souls. Souls who are seated on such a lotus seat are automatically detached from any awareness of bodies. No awareness of bodies pulls them. Father Brahma always had an angelic form or a deity form in his awareness whilst walking and moving around. In the same way, when you have a natural soul conscious stage, you are said to be detached from having any awareness of bodies. Those who stay beyond any awareness of bodies are loved by God. Slogan: your specialities and virtues have been given to you by God as Prabhu Prasad, and to consider them to be your own is to have body consciousness. Om Shanti.